Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
Lift your two hands up and thank Him, bless His name, thank Him, appreciate Him, tell Him thank you. Exalt His name, appreciate Him, thank Him, thank Him. Appreciate Him and thank Him. We bless your name. We glorify your name. We magnify your name. We bless you. We glorify you. We exalt you. We bless your name, Jesus. We exalt you. We bless your name. We exalt you. We bless your name. We exalt you. We thank you, Jesus. Anna lebo koria kate lebo koria malabazita. In the name of Jesus, our two hands lifted up to say, as the year is coming to an end, I come and I return all praise and thanksgiving to you. Return the praise, return praise. I come and I return praise, I return thanksgiving. I come and I say, you have helped me. I come and I bless your name. You have made the way for me continually. You have made the way for me continually. I return and I give you praise. I come and I testify that I am a God help man. I am a God favored man. I am a God blessed man. I return all the praise unto you. Give Him praise. Give Him glory. Give Him praise. I return all praise. I am God blessed. I am God helped. I am God favored. I am God blessed. I am God helped. I am God favored. I am God blessed. I am God helped. I am God favored. We give you all the glory. We magnify your name. We bless your name, Jesus. You can never, never fail. You can never, never fail. You can never, never fail. Jesus, the same forever. You can never, never fail. You can never, never fail. You can never, never feel Jesus the same. You can never, never feel. You can never, never feel. You can never, never feel Jesus the same. You can never, never feel. You can never, never feel. You can never, never feel Jesus again. You can never feel. Yeah. You can never, never feel. You can never, never feel Jesus again. You can never feel. You can never, never feel. You can never. You can never, never fail. You can never, never fail. Jesus is dead. Lift your two hands up. I pray for everyone here. Every outstanding, any expectation that has not come to pass. This week, may the Lord arise and release those expectations for you. In the name of Jesus, lift your two hands up. Say, oh Lord, arise. Give me end of year strategies for success. In the name of Jesus, strategies for success. End of year strategies for success. End of year strategies for success. Arise and give me end of year strategies for success. End of year strategies for success. Arise and give me. Arise and give me end of year strategies for success. I receive end of year strategies of success. I receive end of year strategies of success. I receive end of year strategies of success. Alibokuria malabazita karebokuria katana. I receive end of year strategies for success. 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 I receive end of year strategies of success. In the name of Jesus. End of year breakthrough, sudden. I receive. Lift your right hand up. I pray for you. I pray for you. You are busting out. There is a breakthrough for you. End of year, last minute, last hour breakthrough. The Lord release unto you. In the name of Jesus, you are now carrying over what the Lord meant for this year. May they appear suddenly for you. In the name of Jesus. Tell somebody, something you have been praying for is about to manifest. Tell another person, something you have been praying for is about to manifest. Ask the person, do you believe that? He did not answer you. Do you believe that? Lift your hand and say, everything I have asked for this year, manifest by fire. In the name of Jesus, let them manifest, 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 manifest. Everything I have asked for this year that I have not manifested, manifest by fire. Manifest, manifest. I receive end of year strategies for success, end of year strategies for breakthrough. Everything I have requested, I'm asked for from the beginning of the year till now. Manifest, manifest. Manifest in full, manifest complete. Something you have been praying for is about to manifest. Something you have been praying for is about to manifest. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Tell the person again, say congratulations. Something you have been praying for is about to manifest. Congratulate many people. Say congratulations. Say something you have been praying for is about to manifest. Pick yourself in the group. Say congratulations, congratulations. Say something we have been praying for is about to manifest. Look at the person. Say something you have been battling is about to end now. Say any battle you have been fighting, let them be terminated now. In the name of Jesus, can you pray for the person? Something you have been battling is about to end now. Let them end now. Let them end now. Let them end now. Lift up as you pray for yourself. Say, every war I'll be fighting. Every person I'll be fighting. Say, let them come to an end now. Let them come to an end now. Rabakata leboku riagada. Ayagada labaka riagada. Ayaga da gaga rigete de debo koria gada. Ayaga ria gada gada da. Rabaga ria gada. The battle is over. Anything I'm battling is coming to an end. It's coming to an end. It's coming to an end. In the name of Jesus, God is turning around everything for your glory and your advantage. Stretch your two hands here. Stretch your two hands there. Whatever have not yielded to your prayers at this service, they are turned around for your glory and your advantage. Can I say glory and advantage? From now to the end of the year, everything concerning you shall be for glory and your advantage. In the name of Jesus, say glory and advantage. Let me hear you. Say that, let me hear you. Glory and advantage. Say glory and advantage. Say any mysterious situation, any situation I don't understand, any situation I'm afraid about, it looks as if nothing is happening. Say, I come today and it's a grip. They are for my glory and an advantage. Can you pray for yourself? Glory and advantage. Glory and an advantage. Glory and an advantage. Glory and advantage. Glory and advantage. Glory and advantage. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. Blessed be your name, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. You are going to sit down, but you are going to tell people you love. People you love in church. You are going to tell them, glory an advantage. I want to see people you hate. Oh yeah, let's go. People you love. Glory and advantage. Some people don't like anybody. They are just where they are. One. Glory and advantage. 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 Lord, we give you all the glory. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Ephesians 2. Ephesians 2. It is for my glory and my advantage. Even when it looks as if I'm losing, I am not losing. It is for my glory and my advantage. You will soon hear the testimony. Hallelujah. That's if, in fact, if I like, I'll not go share. Now you go take your eyes, see the glory and the advantage. Are we here? I don't want you screaming in church like this alone. You should be bold enough when you get home in an empty room to say it. Bold enough when you see people to be able to say it. It is for my glory and my advantage. Now many weeks to the end of the year, 7 or 6, whatever it is, 6 weeks of glory and advantage for me. Do you understand that? Hello, do you understand that? If you understand, say amen. Ephesians 2, let's read from verse 8 and 9. These are scriptures you should know of it. Last week, I started teaching first principles of salvation. There are many people that will tell you, it is only heaven that knows who will be saved. It is partially true. Heaven knows who will be saved. The person that is saved knows. Heaven knows who will make to heaven. The people that are on their way to heaven, they know. If you are not sure where you are going to do something, you know, religion makes you not sure. Grace makes you sure. If you are not sure, you are in trouble. A person on his way, you left Adwekiti, you are coming to Abuja. You enter Abuja vehicle. They ask you where you are going to. Say, they told us that we'll be going to Abuja. Whether we'll get to Abuja or not, I don't know. People that talk like that, they don't know where they are going. But if you stop a car, where are you going? We are going to Abuja. They know where they are going. When you are not sure of where you are going to, according to salvation, there is something wrong. Read from the screen. Let's go. Want to go? Leave it on 8 and 9. Don't go to 10. Read with me. Let's go. One, two, go. For by grace have you been saved through faith, not of yourself. It is a gift of God, not of work, lest anyone. If you open your Bible, if you have a physical Bible, and you hold it, you will see a place at the beginning, Old Testament. You will see a place around 2/4, 2/3 of a way. You will see New Testament. What is the meaning? We have Christians. Christians are some of the most ignorant people on the surface of the earth. Should I bring Mike and be asking? So you carry Bible. You've been carrying Bible for 20 years. You saw Old Testament somewhere. You saw New Testament somewhere. What is the meaning? Give me Mike and bring camera. Christians don't ask questions. That is why most of us are maggots. What is Old Testament? What is New Testament? If you use an old Bible, you will see Old Covenant, New Covenant, instead of Old Testament and New Testament. What is the meaning? I'm here to tell you. Okay, very simple. CBN make their job a little bit easier for me. From January, I can't remember the date. What date are they changing currency finally? From January 31st, the currency will change. Do you know that after January 31st, you have old currency, you have new currency? The way CBN has done it, once January 31st ends, you can have bales of old currency. They lose value entirely.
is a new currency that has value. Do we understand that? No matter the number of old currency you have, you can paste it in the house, you can make it beautiful. In fact, you can dance with it, you can do different things with it. It does not matter. It has lost its value. The old currency is for you to know that some time ago, this was how it was. And then see the new, and now thank God for the new, and say, so was it like this some time ago? Now, this is how it is. When man sinned in the Garden of Eden, God brought a way of salvation. The first way of salvation he brought is the way of salvation we call Old Testament. The way of salvation found in the Old Testament. What is the way of salvation? That's the way of salvation. I give you laws. You live by the law. If you obey all the laws, you will be saved. 613 laws, sir. Amma. It is not 10 commandments. There are 613 laws in the Old Testament. He gave them. You don't even know 11. You don't. Many people here don't know 11. It's only 10 they know. God, look at those laws. How if you commit one sin, you have to kill a fowl. Kill that sin. So in the temple area, you'll be smelling blood every time. And there will be smelling burnt offering everywhere. Because I pity most of you here that think you will be saved by the law. Smoke, blood, everywhere, smelling everywhere. And upon that, nobody was able to keep everything. And God looked at it and said, if we continue this way, nobody will make it to heaven. Let me send my new begotten son. So he put an end to the old and brought the new, which is Jesus, coming by grace, and you accepting him by faith so that you will be saved. Because many, I met Muslims in Kano that told me that, you know, the Bible has been revised many times. That is why we have Old Testament and New Testament, because we keep revising it and changing the words that we are confused. We don't even know. That one told me that he accosted a Christian about that. The Christian could not explain. So I sat the person down, explained to her, and gave her a Bible to show this from here to here is old. Look at it. This is, and then from here to there is new. John 1:17. Oh, time. John 1:17. Can we read together from the screen? Quickly, number one. Let's go. Read with me again. Let's go. But the Lord came, for the Lord was given through Moses, and grace and truth came in the world are two kinds of religion. I will not want to say that, but for explanation. There are religions that have to do with works of law, and there are religions that have to do with faith, grace by faith. It's only Christianity that is a way of life that comes by grace through faith. Every other religion is based on word of law. Now, let's go. Let's look at this. Romans chapter 10. Let me read from verse 1 or so, and I'll read quickly. Brethren, my heart desire and prayer to God for Israel is that they may be saved. For I bear them witness that they have a zeal for God, but not according to knowledge. You know, in Nigeria, there are many people that have zeal for God. In fact, they will kill for God. They will die and go to hell because their zeal is not according to knowledge. Anybody, you insulted my father in the Lord, I will kill you. Why are you fighting? They don't understand. Zeal, not according to knowledge. Let's go. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness, and they did what? They, and seeking to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted to the righteousness of God. Verse 4, for Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone. So to everyone who believes, Jesus Christ has put an end to the law. Christ has fulfilled everything that the law demands. When you receive Christ, What Christ fulfilled becomes yours. As the head of the Arabic family, I went to war and I conquered the enemy. So every member of my family gains from what I have conquered. They don't have to fight that war again. But there are some people in my family that say, no, we want to fight the war. So we leave them to fight the war. In church, there are people that don't want to live by grace, through faith. They want to live by law, through works. So what do? We leave them on their own. They are in the New Testament age. They want to go back to Old Testament age. We leave them. And they are having headache. They are busy monitoring everybody in church. In fact, they have a book somewhere where they are writing, Gele, brown Gele, over gold dress, abomination. It must be black over green on Thanksgiving Day. You wore black on Communion Sunday. Instead of white, you are a sinner. You are going to hell. Why? They are trying to establish their own righteousness.
Verse 5, continue, verse 5. Now, go with me, look at verse 5. And I want everybody to read verse 5 with me. Let's go. One, two, go. For Moses write about righteousness, which is of the law. Read that. What does it say? The man. If you want to live by the righteousness that come by the law. This is what Moses said. The man who does those things shall live by them. So there are 613 laws. You want your righteousness by the law. You must live by them. You must live by them. You must live by them. James 2:10. James 2:10. So the righteousness. Look, James 2:10. Can we all read together? 10 and 11. Can we read together? 1, 2, go. Quickly. 1, 2, go. For whoever shall keep the whole law and yet stumble in one point, he is guilty of all. He who says, let's continue, you who said, do not commit adultery, also said, do not murder. Now, if you do not commit adultery, but you do murder, you have become a transgressor. That is the foolishness of salvation by works that says, when I do every good thing, and I do, if I have bad things I've done, sin, and I have good things I've done, when God weighs it, God does not have any weighing scale. His weighing scale is Jesus. When he weighs it, and the good ones are more than the bad ones, he will just look at me and say, I forgive you. Listen to me. There is no partial sinner. You have sinned, you have sinned. If you break one and you keep 612, you are a sinner. That is what he's saying. For whoever shall keep the whole law and yet stumble in one point. And that one point might be that, you know, some of those law. Sometimes if you sleep and you snore, there might be some sacrifice to do for snoring. If you did not know that you snore and you did not do the sacrifice for snoring, you will become a sinner. I thank God for Jesus. Is it people that cannot cram 10 commandments? I want to keep 613 commandments. Help me tell somebody, say thank God for Jesus. Sir, look at the screen again. Look at the screen again. And have understanding. Read with me again. For who shall keep the whole law and yet stumble in one point? He is what? Is guilty in all. Remember, the righteousness that comes by the law says, a man shall live by them. What he says, he shall live by them. Isaiah 54 verse 6. This one, look at the screen. Read with me. Read with me. Let's go. One, two. But we are all like unclean thing. And all our righteousness are like menstrual part, feeding rat. We all fade as leaf, and our iniquity like a wind have taken us away. So even after you have kept the 613 boldly,
It looks like filthy rags. Two testaments, two covenants, two ways of righteousness. Remember, Christ alone. But how does Christ make his righteousness available? In the Old Testament, by the law. In the New Testament, by grace. Romans 3:20. I'm here to bust the bubble of legalistic people and religious people. Romans 3 verse 20. Let's go. Therefore, read the first part again. Let's go to that. One, two, go. For therefore, by the deeds of the law, no flesh will be justified. You know, justified is a legal term. Nobody will be made right by the deeds of the law. Nobody seated in this church will be made right. Nobody. So now you will not ask questions. God, if that's it, then why did you give the law? He gave you the reason, one of the reasons why the law was given. And why was the law given? The law was given for by the law is a knowledge of sin. No law was given for you to know the knowledge of sin. You will not know what adultery is if the law is not given. The law is given so that you will know that there is something called adultery. The law was not given for your salvation. The law was not given for your righteousness. The law is given for you to have a knowledge of what sin is. Salvation can only be found in Christ alone. Galatians 3:10. Okay, let's do Galatians 2:16 first. Okay, leave it. Since we are there, leave it. Leave it. I wanted to jump it. Let's do it. 10 and 11. Oh, you have moved again. We'll do 10 and 11. Read with me. I shall have it here. Okay, let's go. For as many... read with me. Let's go. For as many as are of the works of the law are... Everyone that wants to live by the law is under a curse. Continue. For it is written, curse is everyone who does not continue in all which are written in the book. Remember, number one, Romans 10:5. He that must do it, who that must live by the law, must do everything written in the law. Number two, James 2:10. If you break one, you are broken all. Number three, Galatians 3:10. If you don't continue, you are under a curse. Why would you want to live under the law? Why would you want to live under the Old Testament rules? Go to verse 11. Read with me again. Let's go. But no one is justified by the law in the sight of God. Is what? Is evident. For the just shall live. When next I come to church, I'm coming to teach about faith alone. That no one can be justified in the sight of the law is evident to all. Today, even while being on Okada, some of us have broken the law. You are the one that told Okada man to face one way. You broke the law with your Okada man. It is evident to all of us by our own life that no one can be saved by the law. So please, stop quoting law for people. All of us have broken the law. Pastor, I don't know what turn church is turning to you. If you see the way people are dressing now, should we talk about your matter also? It's easy to talk about the failings of others. You don't talk about our own. Can we talk about yours also? It is evident to all. Read the screen. Read it again. For that no one is justified by faith. That no one is justified by the law in the sight of God is what? Is evident. Is there anybody that have that evidence here? You are sure of that evidence? You don't even know what I'm talking about. Do you even know what I'm talking about? Your silence is an evidence of it.
Galatians 2:16. Nobody will be saved by the law. Nobody will be saved by keeping commandments. Nobody. You can't keep them all. You break one, you are broken all. Nobody.
All the way to Calvary.
You know, we sing those songs with pressure, with body, with yoke, with crying. Not because we are on our way to heaven, but because we know we cannot make it. And we have accepted this gospel that is rampant in Nigeria. Do this, do that, do this, do that, do this, don't do that, don't do this, don't do that. They are good, but they are not for salvation. They are for reward. Whatever you do is for reward, not for salvation. If you do them before you are saved, you will not be saved, you will not be rewarded. The do's and don'ts are for rewards. They are not for salvation. And I'm talking about salvation. Have you seen the screen again? Read with me. Knowing that a man is not justified by the works of the law, but by faith in what? Even we have believed in Christ, and we that we might be justified by faith in Christ, and not by the works of the law. For by the works of the law, no flesh shall be. How many times have I read it for you? Romans 3:20. Galatians 3:10 and 11. Galatians 2:16. All of them saying the same thing.
Why then God show the law?
Let me quickly talk about that because I want to go to grace. The law was given so that you will know God's moral requirement. So when you are saved, you know how he wants you to live your life. It is not that how you live so that you be saved. It's how you live after you are saved. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm saying the law and grace are like they are like a horse and a cart. Don't put the cart before the horse. It is people that are saved that live by God's moral requirement. You can't live by God's moral requirement for you to be saved. If your name is not registered in my company, you can work forever. I will not pay you salary. When your name is in the register, when you now start working, I now start paying you salary. That is what the works of the law are. They are for people that are saved. Not a requirement for salvation. Are we in church? Do we understand? That is one. Number two, we've read it in Romans, I think 3:20. What does the law do? The law reveals what sin is for us. Number three, what does the law do? The law is a shadow of things to come in Jesus Christ. You know the law contains many things. Genesis, especially from Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy have most of the law where we talk about. The laws are three. There is ceremonial law, there is civil law, there is moral law. Ceremonial law has to do with sacrifices and so on. If somebody sins, do this. If you get to this year, do that. This season, after a feast of Tabernacles, have Passover. Those are ceremonial law. There is civil law. Now that you are a nation, you shall not do this. You shall love your neighbor. You shall do that. And when you are about to go to war, that's a law that governs a theocracy, a country. Nigeria is not a theocracy. The third law is moral law. For every moral law you see in the Old Testament, you will see them in the New. Don't kill, you will see them. Don't see, you will see in the New. Every one of them, you see the New. We as New Testament believers, we live by the moral law, not ceremonial. The ceremonial is a shadow. So when somebody sees, they kill an animal. They are killing that animal as a shadow. Jesus is coming to die once and for all. Do we understand? It is a shadow. And you know, if a big animal or a big thing is coming, it will cast a big shadow.
People, before seeing the thing, people will be saying, people will try to be explaining the shadow. People who living under the law are trying to explain the shadow. They don't know what it is. A shadow can be like a box. A box. If it's a box form, it can be a bus. It can be a truck. It can be a house. It can be an elephant. You will be describing it because you have not seen the original. People that live under the law, they will be doing conjecture. If you do it like this, let's do it like that. Let's change it like this. Let's do long trousers. Cover hell. Don't use chain again. Come quickly. Pray this way. If you don't pray 6 hours, you have not entered. They will bring it. Why? They are trying to define the shadow. That's Old Testament. But in the New Testament, there's no longer shadow. The man himself came and he appeared. And we can see his glory. The glory as of the first begotten of a father. And he's the one giving us instruction. But why we have seen the man himself? So people are still saying, no, I don't trust you. I want to follow the shadow. Are you stupid? Everything about the Old Testament is pointing to Jesus. Why was the Lord given? As a shadow of things that are about to come. I know a man of God that woke up one day, I think 2015. He wrote a book about it. I've forgotten the title of the book. I'll go look for the title. If you read, I'll look for the book and send to you. That carried the Old Testament and want to live by it in America. And he wrote a book about it. I know a woman that did that also. The conditions under the Old Testament for a woman to live. And try attempted it. You know, many people don't know all the conditions. They only know the Ten Commandments. And they want to harass everyone in church with the Ten Commandments. Forgetting that the Ten Commandments is like 2% of the whole law. There are many things. If you give birth to a girl, how long are you supposed to stay at home? Old Testament, how long? You don't know. What we do 40 days is male child. But you want to obey the law, but you don't know how long you are supposed to stay at home if you give birth to a female. But you want to harass us by small one that you know. It is greater than that. You know, if you are menstruating, you are not supposed to leave your house until you finish menstruation. You want to live by the law, huh? Let's continue. Because, you see, you are laughing at this. But you are imposing some laws on some people. And you don't know all of it. 613 of them. Or should we do the test again? Ten Commandments, let's go. Number one, let's do with choir. I will give the mic to justice. You are looking down. That you want to live by the law. How can you live by what you don't know? Now, let's leave the law alone. Let's go to grace. Can you say thank you, Jesus? I didn't hear. Say thank you, Jesus. Number one, grace is a gift. Law is not a gift. You must do it. Grace, it was done and given to you. It is a gift. Romans 6:23. The wages of sin is death, but the gift of God, the gift of God, salvation by grace is a gift of God, but the gift of God is eternal life. Grace is a gift. See this. Justice is getting what you deserve. Mercy is not getting what you deserve. Grace is getting what you don't deserve. Justice is getting what you deserve. Mercy is not getting what you deserve. That's judgment. Grace is getting what you don't deserve. Now, before I move forward, I want to say this. Romans 11:6, quickly. Romans 11:6, I forgot, but let me. Romans 11:6. Now, read with me together. Let's go. One, two, go. If it is by grace, it is no longer works, Otherwise, grace is no longer grace, But if it is works, it is no longer
grace. Otherwise, what is not?
What he says is that grace and law are mutually exclusive. You can't combine the two. I want to live by grace and works. I want to live by grace and the law. I want to save by the grace and the law. You can't combine the two. Once you combine the two, you lose the two.
Church people, did you understand what I'm saying? Once you combine the two, you do what? You lose the two. Now, let's look at what grace is.
Romans 11, or is it 9:11? Romans 9:11. 9:16.
Grace, look at the screen. Read with me. Want to go? Who wills not of him who runs, but of God who shows grace has nothing to do with you, what you have done, what you are going to do. It has everything to do with what God has done.
Were you crucified with Christ? Did you go to hell to collect the keys of hell and death? Why are you judging me as if you did that for me?
Why are you making rules as if you did that?
I keep saying it too, and sometimes I say it publicly. If you didn't die for me, you can't condemn me. Whatever you say, now your pocket. You didn't die for me. You are now coming to give me command something to do. You have not started. You did not die for me.
It is not of him that will or him that runs.
It is God that does what? That does what? That shows mercy.
Are we seeing, church? Romans 6:14. My time is over, far spent. Romans 6:14.
You know, if when we are teaching grace and the law, when people don't understand, they want to say, you are making everything simple. It is not simple.
In the law, for them to say, I have committed adultery, they must catch me in adultery. Sit down. In grace, if I think it, I have committed adultery.
Some people think, when you think grace and law, Pastor don't say, did that mean say, I could just live my life anyhow?
Law, you must do and be caught. That's why the Bible says, if you look at a woman lustfully, you have done what? Grace. Law says, an eye for an eye. Grace says, if somebody slap you one side, like I'm about to slap mommy now. What does grace say? He said, turn the...
He said, if somebody wants to borrow a tunic, give it to him and give him an extra. Are you sure you are living by grace?
Are you sure? Grace, eh?
Pray for your enemies. Honor those who despisefully use you.
You don't understand New Testament. You are still living in the old. Any power that. Somebody,
law says a cock, a chicken broke my bottle. The law says I would break his egg. Law is human nature. Grace is God's nature.
As long as you are still living by the human nature, you are under the law. You are not under grace. You have not started. Even though you told us you have accepted Christ into your life, we are not sure. Look at the screen and see what grace does. Look at it. For sin shall not have dominion over you. And for you are not under the law, but you are.
So people that say, I didn't know how I did it though. You are under law. You have not entered grace. Because grace is an empowerment for you to overcome everything in life, including sin, including the devil, including sickness, including demons. That's what grace does.
The least of it is sin. You are struggling with somebody came to toast you.
Show me your love now. Let me sleep with you. After I'm going to marry you. And you are thinking, he's going to marry you. You slept with the person. And you say you're under grace. You are stupid.
The grace of God has appeared to all men. It has taught us to say no. No, 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 no to every ungodliness. Grace is not a license for sin. For under grace, we have dominion over sin.
That's why I keep telling you, when I ask you to confess your sin under grace, you don't say the sin of commission, the sin of omission. People under grace don't pray like that. People under grace will not say, I lied, forgive me. I gave wrong prophecy, forgive me. I manipulated, forgive me. Because you are not a sinner. Sin does not have dominion over you. Any sin you commit is intentional. So you will intentionally ask for forgiveness. People under the law, they are sinners. Whatever they do is sin. Anything they do is sin. So now them, we talk say, general sin, specific sin, generational sin, village sin, going out sin, coming out sin, forgive me. Now them, we talk that, not you. For sin shall have no dominion over us. For we are not under the law. Look at the screen. Read with me once again. Read with me. Let's go. For sin shall not have dominion over you. For what? You are not under the law. If you are battling with any kind of sin, you don't understand grace yet. Come, let's pray. We'll pray. See them in the water cabin. Let them counsel you. Lay hands on you and break the yoke and habit of sin. Grace breaks it. It breaks it. It breaks it. It breaks sin quickly, quickly, quickly. It is if you want to live under grace and law that it becomes easy. It's more difficult to break that yoke. Grace breaks it quickly. I've ministered to people that were very terrible, gave their life to Christ. They became almost angels. In the twinkling of an eye. Why? Grace came. Grace came. Grace came. Grace gives you power. Over. Now let's go back to where we started from. Ephesians 2. Today, not today. Ephesians 2, 8 to 9. This is the kind of message I cannot end in the middle. You must get where you are going. Then let's go to Ephesians 2. So now, if you want to be saved, you can only be saved by grace, through faith. Remember last week I told you, salvation is based on scripture alone, in Christ alone, grace alone, faith alone, to the glory of God alone. This one, grammar, scripture alone, not by candle, not by incense, not by keeping the law, is what the scripture says. It is by Christ alone, not by your pastor, not by anything, Christ alone. It is by grace alone. And we have proved to you this morning that you cannot be saved by law except by grace. Go and check your New Year resolution to know. It is to the glory of God alone. What am I saying? If you have not accepted Jesus into your life, you are under the law. You must obey the 613. And after obeying it, everything, you are still under the curse. It is only by Jesus alone that you can be saved. So it's Christ alone that can save you. And he saves you not by your works. He saves you only by grace. It has nothing to do with you. It has everything to do with him. So if you read those cartoons and you get to the gates of heaven and Peter accosted you, even though there is no Peter at the gate of heaven, and say, why must we allow you in? You just send them the password. Jesus. By grace. By Christ. By Jesus. By faith. That is all. That is the entry. But if you say, I was in church 7 times, they will ask you, when you were in church 7 times, were you there for 24 hours? Okay, why did you leave? Why did you stay in church 24/7? You did not? You have broken the law. Go to hell. If you want to say what you have done to enter heaven, you will go to hell. If you say what Christ has done to enter heaven, you will go to heaven. That is why the only way to make it to heaven is to accept Jesus into your life. Father, let us pray. I have taken enough time to be able to explain this for you.
You might not have the opportunity of this kind of explanation again. It has nothing to do if you have sang in choir and people fell under the anointing. People, they fall when Michael Jackson sing also. You need to accept Jesus Christ into your life. This is not the time to look around. It is about your life in eternity. You are here, you want to give your life to Christ, wherever you are. You want to be saved by grace alone. You now understand that it's by grace alone and Christ alone. You want to be saved by grace alone, through Christ alone, this morning. Lift your right hand up anywhere you are. Anywhere you are, lift your right hand up. If you are lifting it, lift it. Lift your hand up. If you are lifting it, lift it. Lift it. Lift it. We give you all the glory. We give you all the honor. We bless your name. If you lifted up your hand, you were given a card. Please, somebody is at the back waving at you. Can you stand up boldly like a man under grace that have dominion? Stand up boldly and go to the back to meet the person. Thank you. Thank you. Some people are monitoring me. They are opening their eyes, looking to and fro. To and fro, like the devil. Their eyes are moving to and fro. They are not counselors. They don't know where they are, but they are looking around. So that because they are living under the law, so that they can go and tell people outside again, I saw him. Let it be your business. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word that has come out powerfully, simply, about your finished work. As you have instructed, I have delivered. My hands are washed. I pray that these words will not stand against your people on the last day. May it will be in their favor. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.